Basically, what we're focusing on for this year's edition of World Breastfeeding Week is early initiation rates for breastfeeding, and that's putting the child to the breast within 1 hour of birth. And we recently released some new numbers showing that 77 million newborns, and that's over half of all children born each year, are not being put to the breast within that first hour of life. And that's really of concern to us because we're seeing some research that shows that the longer the delay in early initiation of breastfeeding, the higher the risk of death as newborns. And we're seeing that beyond that 1 hour window, children, the risk of death as newborns rises up to 80% more for children who were not put to the breast within 1 hour of birth. So now that newborn mortality, newborn deaths account for almost half of deaths of children under 5 years of age, we're really seeing that breastfeeding can make the difference between life and death and plays a big part in reducing newborn deaths.
And why is the breastfeeding week an entire week? Why is it so important?
It's an important time for us as the United Nations, but also the global health community to emphasize the importance of breastfeeding and the support that mothers need to be able to breastfeed successfully from the moment of birth all the way up until 6 months exclusively, up until the age of 2 years, combining with age-appropriate foods. The numbers that we've just released, both in terms of early initiation of breastfeeding and the rates of exclusive breastfeeding, show that women really aren't getting the support that they need to be able to breastfeed their children successfully. Despite, you know, the common images of breastfeeding as a very easy and natural thing, it's not easy. And it is certainly free, but it takes a lot of effort. And women really need some more support from their families, their partners, the health system, nurses and midwives, and their community to be able to breastfeed their children from the moment of birth and for as long as they possibly can.
When you talk about the poor and vulnerable population, what are the specific needs in that category of population?
Well, I think one important message is that breastfeeding is important for all children. And of course, with more poor or more vulnerable populations, the risk of disease and mortality is higher. So it's even more important for these mothers and their babies to benefit from breastfeeding.